dropped some weight recently. Yes. And I don't mean just Kanye. I'm going to tell y'all about it.
Why did Mr. Tomei call Pete Davidson looking for money? We'll explain.
Plus, Tom Cruise made some risky demands as a young star.
And we've got a dish debate about going too far at a bachelorette party. Sounds like a good time to me.
Welcome to Kitchen Nation, everybody!
Sherry. Well, I'll tell you what we got first. It's your birthday, Brett. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's
okay.
Your birthday.
Are you doing anything for your birthday, Brett?
I'm sure I am. I just don't know what yet. You know, my baby loves surprises.
You know it's going to be something awesome that we can't even wrap our head around. She's like, Judy's going to take her to the moon. They're going to be in a space shuttle, like something awesome.
That's
like,
the only way you can do it for Brett. All right, y'all. Y'all know Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker can never get enough of each other. We have seen it. Yeah. But Kourtney recently revealed that they did a sex fast as part of a cleanse. Now, I don't mean a quickie. I mean, they took a break from having sex, and apparently it was worth it when they went back to
it. No way.
Wow.
Yes.
What is it, like no sex or just the tip or what? What is it?
No sex. Wow. No physical, no nothing. And Kourtney said, oh my God, it was crazy. But it actually made everything better. Like, if you can't have caffeine when you have your first matcha, it's so good.
What? So are y'all surprised that they could go through with this and they could do this long? I mean, what do y'all think? How long do you think they last?
I'm pretty shocked.
Yeah, you could do other things besides sex. And have
sex. But you know, a sex fast is like it's kind of like a spiritually cleansing fast because you're not taking anything in, you're not giving anything.
You're not releasing anything.
Really? You're not releasing anything.
Yes,
it's a spiritual fast.
You shouldn't get to do other things either.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't play for the Yankees, you can't service yourself.
Nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means nothing. So that when you do come back together
when you come back and exchange juices.
It is like amazing.
Once you explode, you blow yourself into the wall.
Yeah.
Your head blows off.
Orgasm.
Okay, y'all. Kanye West and Julia Fox may have only dated for a hot minute, but it sounds like the relationship was a whirlwind for the actress.
Oh, oh wow. Ooh.
This is what Julia said. Having been around Kanye was like a crash course on how to be famous. I tried my best to work it out. It just wasn't sustainable. I lost like 15 pounds in that month. Oh, my God. Now, do y'all think it would be stressful to date somebody so famous, or would you just take the reins and ride with it? I mean, it just depends on.
It seems like it was like a steady, rapid flow of just things and things and things happening.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were doing
that. Lay your ass in the house. Lay low. Don't go out.
But you know, but Brett, you know Stan with.
I would have gained 15 pounds because I would have been at the crib ordering room service.
But here's the thing. Y'all know Kanye is not a stay-at-home person.
Yeah.
You know when you get with a Kanye West, I don't think you can imagine the magnitude of the fame that he has. I mean, everybody was taking apart Julia.
Everybody. I don't understand why Kanye always has to have his women like dressed up like they're about to go hunting. Like, are they in the Hunger Games? Like, what's happening? Like,
or you know when you get with
why do you love them? They can't be themselves. Then who do you love?
Right.
You love you.
So he likes human dolls.
You love
people
you.
That he can dress up and like, you know, like make look in the image that he wants to see. Like, his
he did
ideal
that with Kim, y'all.
Yeah.
He did that with Kim.
And he practiced a lot because some of those outfits with Kim wasn't hitting. Like, you remember that one time she like grandma's curtains when she went to that one fashion show.
Oh, yeah. It looked like the can of Glade exploded.
She looked like my abuelita's couch.
He would blame that one on her and say, I ain't dressed her that day.
She picked that up.
That was a bad one.
All right, now there's no doubt that Tom Cruise is one of the biggest celebs in the world, but even pre-fame, he had that superstar mentality. Now check this out. Before shooting his 1983 breakout hit Risky Business, Tom's list of demands was fit for a superstar. Now, at 21, the up-and-coming actor's requirements included top billing, a first-class hotel, the best dressing room, and $75,000 pay or play, which means that he would get paid whether his services were used or not.
Wow.
Does it surprise you at all, or does it sound like, you know, the Tom Cruise that, you know, we know now, the guy he evolved to be?
Even now, he probably has even a bigger rider. If you want somebody, you know, these agents, that's what you pay for.
Do you have a writer?
I do.
What's on your writer?
Just can you give me some food?
What would happen if one of us were to ask of this to Dish Nation? We'd probably all be fired.
No, we just wouldn't get it.
You may get everything but the $75,000.
Here's salary.
All right, y'all, it's time for another Dish Nation! just a warning, ladies, if you're engaged to jump the broom, this scenario might have your future hubby side-eyeing you for show. Yeah, listen to this. All right, we all know that bachelorette parties can get wild.
Yes.
So I'm going to throw this hypothetical scenario out there and see what you guys think, all right? A bride-to-be has a super wild bachelorette party with some sexy strippers and gets a little too frisky with one of them.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, the bride's sister is across the room recording all the sexual shenanigans and sends this to her future brother-in-law, the groom.
Wow. No.
The groom then gets pissed, yes, right? Then the broom gets pissed and decides to ghost his fiance at the wedding.
That's
wow, this is amazing. It sounds like a Mexican soap opera. So is the groom dead wrong for ghosting his fiance or on their wedding day, or should he have expected her to be a little freaky deaky on her bachelorette party, y'all?
The person that recorded this is an absolute
jerk.
Yes,
she is wrong. She should have been kicked out of the party.
It's obvious the sister is screwing her future brother-in-law. Why would you take
that?
That's your sister.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why
like a personal vendetta against
We all know that bachelor and bachelorette parties are going to get a little wild.
I've been to some pretty crazy ones.
Yeah, they do.
Some bad ones.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the fact that your sister, I think she liked your fiance.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. Sherry, but what's the craziest thing you ever done at a bachelorette party?
I did a bachelor party for the guy who they did Love and Basketball.
Okay.
And so it was he was getting married.
All right.
And we did stand-up comedy.
Nice.
The women, we did stand-up comedy. Let me tell you something. All them men was looking at us like, bitch, if you don't take your clothes off. this laughter. I bombed so bad.
That's hilarious.
Because they was like, we ain't trying to be laughing.
No, man.
Like, we thought you was the stripper.
Yeah.
What you do for your party, Brad? What was going on at your bachelorette party?
Wow. She's not going to say nothing.
Silence.
Quiet. Wow. Silence. Silence.
Well, Marissa Tomei had to call her King of Staten Island co-star, Pete Davidson, about her coins.
Ooh.
Okay. That's something. Now, it's been 2 years since the film hit the screen, and the Academy Award winner just realized she never got paid for her role.
What?
Ooh. Wow. So when asked about her relationship with the SNL frontman, Marissa said, I actually just was talking to Pete today because I was like, I never got paid for that. Did you?
Whoa.
In this age of transparency, can we talk? Mm. And then she added that Pete was so real, good looking, and sensitive, which she referred to as an irresistible combination.
There it is,
y'all. It was $1 million.
That's
first
a lot of money.
You gotta have so much money to realize
Thank
that you did
you.
Not get paid $1 million. Okay.
Spending Spider-Man money. Like, and I think, sometimes some things might slide by.
She lives in my neighborhood. She's a couple blocks, like, west of me.
Then you need to go talk to her.
I need to go talk to Ms. Room.
Everybody that Pete Davidson gets with says the same thing about Pete Davidson, that he's funny, he's charming, he's good looking. He's got, what does he have? I want to meet Pete Davidson. It's very...
If you meet Pete Davidson, you're going to be dating Pete Davidson.
Because he's got this je ne sais quoi that all the women are loving.
I thought you was going to say the genitals, because you know he's got that big...
thing,
and he's selling
the
sex toy replica
desk,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I want to know.
Now I want to know. Come on, Sherry.
Sherry wants to know.
No, Sherry.
Sherry wants
down,
to know.
Girl.
Well, coming up, honey, can you imagine Kelly rolling like a boy? Confused, huh? Don't worry, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yay.
Now, can you guys imagine Ciara's song Like a Boy sung by anybody else but her?
No.
Nope.
No.
Well,
in an interview, Miss Kelly Rowland revealed that 2007 hit song was originally meant for her.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, didn't know that.
Okay.
She says at first she was mad the song was snatched from her and given to CeCe, but she's happy for her now. In fact, Kelly seemed to suggest that Ciara, who is a close friend of hers, now may not even know that Like a Boy was originally her song. Now, you probably should call her after this, Kelly, and go on and let her know.
Yeah, I think so, too. But the song, the way, the music video, the way Ciara was dancing in the video with all the dance, like that, it's a, it's a, it's like, it's a, it's an iconic video.
Yeah, you really can't see anybody else doing it now.
I can't see anybody else doing that. Yeah, me neither, Brad.
You know, it's such a trip, Brad, with you being a performer. Has that ever happened to you that you had something that was supposed to be given to you, but it was given to somebody else?
Absolutely not. That's never happened to me, thank God. I write all my own songs, and I'm a rapper, so I write my songs. So whatever I write is for me, unless I write it for somebody else, then I give it to them.
Because I was thinking about it, though, Brad. I could imagine Macy Gray singing Funkified. That would be really...
Me too. You know, shall Funkify.
Funkify.
She would actually kill that.
Well, if you ever wondered what the penguin orders at Starbucks, just ask Colin Farrell. Now, he spoke about getting suited up as the penguin for the Batman movie and says it took 6 hours and a team of 10 to 15 people to complete the process.
That's a lot. I hope he made a lot of money.
Man, to complete this look of Chewy, it takes a half hour.
Well, like a true supervillain, Colin wanted to test out his new look, so he went to Starbucks, too, to see if people would get spooked, and clearly it worked.
I sat there for 3 hours, never knew it was Colin Farrell.
Man.
Because he's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Would y'all be able to sit for 6 hours, 10 to 12 people on you?
Yes.
On your face?
Absolutely.
Itching.
No, I don't care. If I'm in a DC film, I'm playing a super villain. Yes, sign me up and I'll be on that seat for 20 hours.
You do it,
Sherry. Don't act like you've never sat there and got your hair done for 6 hours. You got that weave that took 12 hours, girl.
Sherry's been here since last night getting ready, yo.
Yes, okay. It takes 6 to 8 hours to get your hair braided. So, yes, I could have sat through it, especially for a nice check.
I don't have that level of patience. I have a hard time sitting for 12 minutes.
Put me to
Beauty
sleep,
is pain.
HK, stop it. If you're going to play the penguin in a DC Batman film, you're sitting in that chair, brother.
Come on. Sitting in that chair.
I would be the most recognizable penguin of all time. That's just head dragging a jacket.
Up next, sports commentator Skip Bayless foul out when it comes to his thoughts about marriage. Mm. But first, Headcrack has a great offer for you.
Yep, now you guys know I love good food, and guess you could call me somewhat of a foodie. I also love HelloFresh because they deliver pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get convenience without skimping on quality. You can skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait in long lines and ensuring that you don't waste money on excess food. I also love that HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. You can easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. I love to customize my favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. During the week, there's a lot going on in my world, so I need quick and easy. The streetcar style turkey bowls with yellow rice and pita will have you feeling like you in Chef Gordon Ramsay's kitchen, all right? Okay, maybe a little too far, but you get what I mean, right? I'm hungry right now just thinking about it, and I know you are too. So go to HelloFresh.com/Dish16 and use code Dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's Dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts for America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so if you know anything about Skip Bayless, you know he's known for saying just about anything when it comes to sports. But wait until you hear his take on marriage. Wow, check it out.
I'm married to this. Then I met my wife, Ernestine, 17 years ago in New York City. On our first date, as she will attest, I said, hey, if this happens to go anywhere, I'm sorry, but I'm declaring myself up front. You'll always be number two to my job, which is my life, which is my passion.
Wow, all right. Okay, so does anyone feel their spouse should come second to their career? I'm not mad at him.
I guess that's why I'm still single.
Yeah.
My career is like priority.
I feel like his spouse probably knows who he is because of his career. So the answer, the question kind of answers itself. Like, you got to grind to be that guy and provide all the things you provide for the people you love. So
that part, brother, yes.
Yeah, I mean, my spouse would probably come, if I was in a relationship, probably come third. So,
What's first? I got Jesus.
Yeah, I got my mama, and then you.
Oh, wow. They come after your mama.
Uh huh.
Right.
That's first for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, mean, when I go on dates, I tell people my career is first. So you got to find a way to get in there. Mm. Not that I'm going to put you on the far back burner, but when
Cher,
stuff
you
comes
can't
up,
sleep
I go
with your career,
it.
Though.
No, but it helps me sleep.
Yeah, and but my career provides me with a beautiful bed and
nicer pillows.
Like, sheets. I got to work. I'm a single mom.
Yeah. Shout out to the people that work to get away from these spouses.
Okay.
I love you, baby. I love you.
I'm going to pull a double today.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
We'll be home till tomorrow.
Bye. All right, now, just about everybody's favorite actress in Zendaya can do no wrong.
Done.
So
her.
You would
Love
think
her.
She's kind of pretty confident when she's on set, right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, while she was filming the movie Dune, there was one thing that she was insecure about, and that was her breath.
Her breath?
Her breath was the opposite of euphoria.
No. What's euphoria, HK?
More like Dune. She said, I had just gotten my wisdom teeth taken out, and my biggest fear is that my mouth would be vile, and then I would have to do a scene with Timothy where I'd have to be really close and he would smell my dry socket breath.
Man.
Oh, poor baby.
Honey.
And when people get their wisdom teeth pulled, the doctor or dentist will tell you that there is a very good chance that you're like, you know, your breath will smell like the funk of 40,000 years.
You didn't know that?
So if you don't got like the strongest like mouthwash available or some stuff that you can like tame that, brush that tongue, you in trouble.
I did a show one time with both of the leads. They were always popping the Listerine mint things.
Because you're
so close to people. That's why they sent me and Chewy so far, because he must have said something one day.
No.
Said something to Joaquin they don't have us close no more.
No. You pass gas every once in a while, but I'm cool with that. I love you. You're family. You're family. Like,
she's
it smells like potpourri. It smells
like potpourri and success.
Like, I love it. I love it. It's silent, but
so
not
now
deadly.
Now you know when you come in the dish.
Yeah.
Well, honey, everyone now make sure you're brushing your teeth well.
Your tongue. No,
brush your tongue.
And stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it is our last story of the day, so this is it. So get this. A TikToker shared that while she was at work, a real estate agent showed her house to a group of people. But guess what? Her house ain't for sale, y'all.
Oh, wow.
At Busy Mom Only said if it wasn't for her Ring camera, she would have never known that people were inside of her house while she was not home. Now, the realtor later apologized and said they were supposed to be showing the neighbor's house.
Three words for you. Grab my gun.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I would have to leave work.
I would release the hounds, Brad.
What?
I would release the hounds.
Okay.
Yes, the dogs would be out.
And even if I didn't have hounds, I would make barking noise over the Ring camera as I heard them coming in my house just to try to throw them off.
Yes.
Yo, so would y'all have reported the realtor to that state?
I'd give him a pass.
I would have gave him a pass.
It's an honest mistake.
Yeah.
It's
Hell no, that is not an honest mistake. You better figure the right address and know where the hell you going.
Instead of making a TikTok for everybody so it go viral, why you didn't say, hey, get the blank away from my door.
Hello?
Yeah. Bitch, I would have filed me a good insurance claim, honey. Say somebody stole something.
Adam, there's no painting hanging right here. It's gone now.
Oh, you took
I'd have been like, all six of my engagement rings from Brad was in the house with me.
Yes.
And they go, they got that paperwork with them.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.